Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. You can text the show 67974. Text on the ticket driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Text writes in, Chase Daniels in the club. Yep. He's definitely there. Somebody says Josh McCown. All the McCowns, quite frankly, are at the backup country club. They welcome you in. They say, oh, it's the McCown table. Look at the McCowns.
They're all healthy. Backups. Nobody's had surgeries. And they all golf.
They all golf. They're all just sitting there, be like, I remember sitting backup for that year.
And they all have a playbook drawing plays so when they become coaches.
Do they? Is there a certain term where they say you get your clipboard, or is it now all just iPads?
All iPads. Well, no, you know what? They do use clipboards to chart plays.
Oh, do they?
So yeah, they have a guy who counts. Sometimes the head coach does it. They count runs and passes. They'll count how many times they've run a certain formation. A lot of things, but a lot of that's done on the iPad. So,
all right, Robbie, we got some catching up to do because we got a lot on this list. We got to get through. So, why don't you hit us with? Can you get us to 15?
Okay.
Before we get to headlines, let's try and plow through these. So we're at 25 right now.
Plow through, silly human.
We'll try. We'll try and get through it, Robbie. Number 25 on your spite list.
The NBA draft trade stupidity. How you can't process trades on draft on NBA. You're trading rights away, and then players walk up wearing the wrong hat, knowing they're not playing for that team, and all these stupid rules surrounding the way they do trades in the NBA draft.
Shabazz Napier wearing the Hornets.
Shabazz Napier. DeAndre Hunter wore the DeAndre Hunter pick was traded twice, and he walked up with a Lakers pick, even though that pick was traded twice already, and he still walked up and wore a Lakers hat and got a Lakers watch.
Do you think Luka Doncic picks his Hawks hat? Do you think he just wears it?
Oh yeah, I think he has it. So he has it somewhere. I mean,
number 24, Robbie.
24, betting the Miami Hurricanes football team as a favorite. The stats show, the science shows that whenever the Hurricanes are a favorite, they forget about covering the spread. They've lost a bunch of games outright as huge favorite. It's the stupidest thing to do. It's something only Canes bros would do. If you really know college football, laying them a significant amount of points with the Canes is just a dumb idea.
Number 23, Robbie.
Oh, this is going to get controversial. The Miami Heat's three-point defense, 2014 and beyond.
Oh, man.
They haven't adapted to the times.
They haven't adapted to the times that they created?
Exactly, which is weird. They figured like, they would know how to stop the three. If they created it, they would know how to not let people shoot the three.
Well, I can explain that in so many ways, but I'll start with this. Most of those guys you got out there shooting those threes can't guard. That's it.
Make these guys dribble. And make them put them off the ground. You got to turn. I mean, come on. Get with the time.
Somebody says McCown's table is VIP because they're rich.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Like they welcome people in. What did you swindle the team for this year, Jay Cutler? $10 million? Oh, cheerio, Cutler. Cheerio. Yes. Number 22, Robbie.
The 2019-2020 Miami Hurricanes basketball marketing team. Nobody knew when the games were playing. I mean, I know fans. I mean, college basketball is not particular. But we're talking about prominent hosts here at the station don't know that they're opening up a huge game, number five team in the country is your opener, and nobody knows about it. Disastrous marketing team.
Agreed. Yeah, I would not know when games are starting. Robbie would hit me with that. I'd be like, whoa, I didn't know that one. Swerve.
Yeah,
thank God for you, Robbie.
Yeah, you sent out the headlines, and I noticed, not your fault, Tobin, but I noticed in the headlines you didn't have that in there. And I had to remind you, hey, the Canes are opening their season tonight against the number five team in the country. You had no idea.
I apologize. I was ignorant to it, Leroy.
Not your fault. Marketing team.
Yeah.
21.
Basketball.
The Dwayne Wade ingrates.
Oh, I don't know what that. Uh-huh.
Well, here's what I'm talking about. You know, I mean, back in the big 3 days, whenever Dwayne Wade would have a bad game, it's, oh, Dwayne Wade's a bum.
Washed, yep.
And also, I know the Heat had during the maintenance plan, the Heat played well in games without Dwayne Wade. So people thought, oh, get rid of
Wade.
Dwayne Wade. Yeah, without Wade, yes.
Without Wade, yeah, F that. I know what you're talking about. Oh, terrible. And always, oh, that was vintage. Go to hell. All right, number 20, Robbie.
All right, this one may get me fired.
Oh, geez.
Between 2011 and now, from 2011 to present, Mickey Arison.
What?
Since the Big Three came to town, it's been wine and cheese in the lower bowl. And even his championship parades are wine and cheese. Not the 2006 one, but the 12 and 13, he had his championship parade outside, and then he has an exclusive season ticket holder celebration. It's inside the arena. Yeah, it became wine and cheese central since the Big Three came to town, especially the lower bowl.
Still?
Still, yes, still.
Oh, man.
Jeez, Robbie.
Maybe cut that out of the podcast. Number 19, Robbie.
The Patriots cheating.
Of course. I'm surprised this isn't higher.
And they do it, they have to cheat to beat the Bengals. You know what I mean? They if they're so good, why would they have to cheat?
Oh,
to
no,
do
no, 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 no. We can delete it. Damage is done, my friend. I'm sorry.
Deflating the footballs, and then when you're playing with the regular footballs, you're kicking their ass, but you have to somehow deflate the footballs.
Brady had to destroy his cell phones.
That Yastrzemski guy.
Number 18, Robbie.
Uh-oh, you guys may disagree with this one. The Struts.
Oh, jeez.
They came on our radio program, and the interview started off pretty good, and then the F-bombs just started flying. Left and right, and they didn't care. And the thing is, they don't even curse on their music. So if they know cursing is bad for business, for their own brand, why are they going to do that on a radio show? And since that day, I will never, ever come into any segment with the Struts. They are banned.
Wow. Wait, we've had a Struts ban this entire time?
This entire time, yes, you've had a Struts ban.
I had no idea.
I don't care if they're in studio. In fact, who's their biggest rival? If they have to come in studio, I'm playing their rival's music to come into the segment.
Whoa, hold
jeez,
on.
Robbie. You've gotten just – this is pretty much Robbie's angry list.
Well, that's what a Petty Wednesday is for. Man, Struts are high, Leroy. Top 20 for the Struts.
Wow.
Seems strong. Number 17, Robbie.
The Atlanta Braves. Oh. Just, I mean, the 14 – I mean, we do take a little bit of enjoyment. They've had 14 straight division titles. Only one that won World Series, and of course,
I like when trust me, I like when the Braves win the division because it means they're going to choke. Trust me, no doubt. Oh, go ahead, go win your division, and then you have all. I'd rather have consistency than championships. Would you, Atlanta? Really? Oh, okay, good for you. I love having that celebration where we get to pop champagne once for winning a division. You know what's better than popping champagne once, four times? That's what's better.
And they're these keepers of the games, but then Evan Gattis is allowed to pimp out home runs, and then Jose Fernandez got his revenge, and they went all keepers of the games. And you know, this Acuna is allowed to pimp his home runs, but they're the keepers of the game.
Like, yeah, they should really change their name to the Atlanta Hypocrites. number 16.
Twitter. In general, social media, it just sucks, man. I mean, you get the spoilers out there. You got like the mob, like, you know, we have to do whatever Twitter says right now, and be retweeting people that you don't know, that like it's just total suck, and you know, and then it's made a bunch of grown men, 12-year-olds, me included, by the way, when I had a Twitter. Now you have two grown men beefing, Michael Thomas and Devontae Parker. It's leading all the shows now. Twitter beefs.
I love it. It's my favorite. I could talk Devontae Parker versus Michael Thomas all day. Man, that Michael Thomas is sensitive. At can't guard Mike. Do you know people yesterday on Twitter got Leroy by a guy? He basically changed his Twitter name to Sportsline. So they thought like he was one of these analyst websites. And it was like, the Jets have a 72.8% chance of winning the division. And so people thought this was real. And then I look at the guy's account, and it's at Mets and Jets are back. Like, you idiots. Like, he's like, we've run the analysis, and here are Tua Tagovailoa's numbers. It was terrible. He had, like, 16 touchdowns, 30 interceptions, had, like, a 52 completion percentage. Just awful, awful, awful numbers, but not awful enough to look like an outright lie on a tweet. But then you look, you're like, at Mets and Jets are back. I'm like, oh, I could. That sounds like my hell if I was with Mets and Jets are back guy. Jesus. All right, we have the top 15 to get to before the end of the show, Robbie. Let's get to some headlines. What do we got here, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. So a little bit of good news. I don't know if you guys know this yet, but the Belmont. The Belmont race is officially scheduled for June 20th. It's the first time ever that that's going to be the leader of the Triple Crown races. But they have a date set, and it's within a month. Can't wait.
I wonder if there's a Shaquille O'Neal of horse racing that'll call for asterisks on this Triple Crown winner.
Oh, no doubt.
No way, because there's gambling.
They ran the longest race first.
No, but if somebody wins,
Robbie, they're changing the distance.
Yes, I saw.
Oh, really?
That.
Yep, they're making it shorter.
Oh, the Belmont's going to be – so what's the Belmont going to be, a mile and a quarter?
It's going to be one turn. I think it's going to be one lap because it's the longest track already, and I think they just made it like one turn.
All right.
But, yeah, whoever wins the Triple Crown is going to have a Fugazi Triple Crown, according to Shaquille O'Neal, if somebody wins it.
Why?
Because Shaquille O'Neal, he just loves throwing asterisks on everything. He's the big asterisk.
Oh, that guy didn't win the Derby in May when it was supposed to be run. There were no fans in the stands. Which, by the way,
actually, the horses might run better.
They might.
That's why he may think it's a Fugazi Triple Crown, because he couldn't win under pressure.
Yeah, you didn't have to win under the noise and the pressure. Which that is going to be weird, these playoffs. I'm not going to lie. Like if we're thinking about the NBA playoffs and you're thinking about all the crazy fans that we've had and home court advantage, it is going to be weird that you're going to have these games just not in a different – not.
No, it's
building.
Not, because when you the way they're going to film the game is going to be all close-ups and on the court. So you won't
no,
even –
No, but it's going to be weird for the players. Like, the players don't have to worry
right.
about the crowd getting hyped.
Yeah, yep.
It's just going
I'm
to be
telling
all,
you, I did
it's
it.
Gonna
it
all
sucks.
Dull.
It sucks.
It's going to be strange, man. Like, because you go to these places and you're like, oh, okay. You know, are you gonna get the nerves? Are you gonna get are you gonna poop the bed? Like in that way, you can actually say like I do kind of get the asterisk a little bit. Like it's not quite the same going and winning a championship in this kind of environment. I think that'll be true. Like whoever wins, like obviously I'd want the Heat to win the championship this year, but I will say like for a guy. Like, if you're like LeBron and you win the no crowd championship, it's going to be held over his head.
You think?
Yep.
But I would say this will show more of a champion than a lockout year because they play more games.
No, because they don't have the fans.
Really?
Yep.
You think it matters that much?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, dude, what are you talking about?
I can put whatever twist I want on.
Everybody knows role players don't travel. Everybody knows this. This is because the fans get in their head.
Travel, that still exists, though.
Yeah, the travel exists, but no fans.
You're so wrong.
You're
so
wrong.
Do you think these guys are children?
The Heat actually have a child on their team.
They do.
He's a child. He is a child buried in ass model.
He hasn't played in, 2 months?
He played the last game.
Oh, that's true. That's what am I thinking Myles Leonard, because they both had damn near the same injury.
Listen. What else you got, Robbie?
So in retrospect, the Kentucky Derby, I think, got pushed back for no reason. Because they're probably not going to have fans by that September race anyway. And the Arkansas Derby happened on the day the Kentucky Derby happened. It got pushed back for no reason. In retrospect, now they couldn't have foreseen this at the time. But
and we ran the Florida Derby, didn't we?
We did run the Florida Derby.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
So real or fake? How much? I mean, I know people throw out depth charts at this time of the year. Nobody actually believes it. I remember Spencer Whipple was listed as a starter one time, but Doug Whipple says that Nate Sudfeld is the number two quarterback behind Carson Wentz and not Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, because he hasn't earned it. That's it.
That's it.
I assume when the season comes, if
you can't give a rookie a backup job and he's never even took a snap yet.
All right.
But if when the season comes around, if they want Hurts to come in on sub packages, they would have to make him legally the number two starter.
That's true. Because then otherwise then he's the only guy they can go to. Well put, Robbie. What else you got?
So Spike Lee and Ray Allen, you know, remember they did the He Got Game. So apparently they're having talks about having a sequel with Zion Williamson in the He Got Game sequel.
I think it's a home run. I think if you're going to do it with anybody, Zion Williamson, he still looks enough like a kid, but is a man-child, is perfect for the recruiting of it. I love it.
I heard the funniest line that I've heard. I almost crashed my car. I was in a car listening to Hawk and Crowder, and they said Hawk said, they're going to make a documentary about Zion. He's going to be so good. And Crowder said, yeah, my 600-pound life.
I was like, talk about Crowder's petty list. Zion's got to be number one.
My goodness.
Crowder's got Zion number one.
He does not like – I'm telling you,
maybe we're going to have Crowder do a guest petty list.
Crowder doesn't remember Charles Barkley. He does some of the same things. Barkley was a thick dude, very athletic, and he managed to play a whole career.
And Zion's
he's not that way anymore.
And Zion has been a monster since coming back.
Right.
He's been an absolute monster. But he is pretty, like, if you're gonna do this documentary again, you got to do it with somebody like him. He just looks like a freak, but also is kind of a kid. What is he going to be, though? Like, what is he going to be his cool name? Because Jesus Shuttlesworth is an all-time name.
That's all-time, yeah.
He could be his kid. He could be Jesus Shuttlesworth's kid.
Hey, the fans do matter at an NBA game, Leroy, especially at the free throw line. Really? Really?
Boy!
Really? You guys give yourself too much credit.
I was so embarrassed when they had to do that.
Yeah,
my wife just gave me the death stare because she's on a web chat. The show rolls on, honey. I don't know what to tell you.
Really?
This is show business.
Come on, you don't like
what?
You have to understand. You're doing a show the same time your wife is. Mm-hmm. Now she's got to answer to all these kids. Who's in the background yelling pollo?
Don't know what to tell them. It's not like I'm yelling anything inappropriate. Just yelling chicken.
Crowder has Zion eating bacon on the bench. Could you imagine?
He goes, what? So like Zion's got his own. He's got like his own version of Power Bacon. That's just like a line that he's got from Gatorade.
Oh no, he's the one that's gonna do the next Messing with Sasquatch commercial.
That didn't work out so good for Charles Harris.
He's just a thick. Yeah, didn't he have a Sasquatch at his draft party?
Yes, he did. That was the last interesting thing we've ever seen.
And that was the most aggressive thing in his football career.
Yep. 15 minutes of heat, plus we continue on with Robbie's petty list. We're back with more after this.
15 minutes of heat.
Oh, yeah. 15 minutes of heat. It's another great Heat game. You can hear the Heat in the finals on the ticket tonight at 6. The Heat play the Spurs in Game 7 of the 2013 Finals. Only the wins on AM790 and FM 104.3 H2 The Ticket and on the Radio.com app. I just sent you guys a couple tweets. One is of Francis Ngannou, UFC Drago. He says, hello, Johnny. Are you still there? With his, like, his tongue out, like he's ready to go pounce Leroy.
Yeah, I see it. You sent it to me.
And then Johnny Bones responds, first, you could save the tongue picture for you and your homies. And yes, I'm right here, just waking up from that Derek Lewis fight again. You ain't scaring nobody. I saw your heart. You're a big old mouse. I'll expose you. It's a big insult for a big fella, calling him a big old mouse. I mean, he's a powerful
mouse. I'm going to tell you what. Ngannou is frightening, but he's limited.
Sure.
John Jones is the real deal. So either one of two things going to happen. And Ngannou going to hit him with get one of those hits through, and it's going to be over. Mm-hmm. Or he's going to get folded up like a cheap suit.
It feels like it's going to be the most exciting first round ever. And then it's going to be, if it's still going, it's going to be a painful execution for Francis Ngannou.
Right.
But man, those lunch boxes that he comes at your head with, whoo, that's scary. Crazy scary.
I mean, has John Jones ever really fought a guy who's mostly a striker?
Yes. He fought Alexander Gustafsson was mostly a striker, but Alexander is not a hits you dead puncher. He's just a
right.
He's a great boxer.
This will be a different fight for him.
He took some pretty bad shots from Thiago Santos, and Thiago fought him on one leg because his knee was torn up during the fight. That was pretty bad. The one that everybody wanted to see John fight was Rumble Johnson, and they never had that match because of the suspensions, and then Rumble would get his ass kicked by DC, and so we never got that matchup of him versus Anthony Rumble Johnson. That would have been a fun fight to see because everybody wanted to kind of see him fight that guy with that Tyson type power.
Right.
And we haven't seen yet. You know, we've seen he's taken on some dangerous guys, and a lot of people thought that he lost his last fight against Dominic Reyes. This is like two action figures taking on each other. It looks like cartoon stuff.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, if they make it happen, they better make it
John
happen.
John Jones would have to gain like 10 pounds?
He really doesn't have to gain anything. He doesn't have to cut weight. That's all he's got to do. Right.
Huh?
He doesn't really have to lose weight if he doesn't put on weight if he doesn't want to, but he can. Right. I'm sure he knows some people who can get his muscles up. Wink. Wink.
What if he said if he came in there swole like Deontay Wilder or somebody? You're like, come on, dude. Come on.
I got to get to this again because we haven't talked about this in a little bit. But my man, Horace Grant. I was happy. The thing that made me happy is the Horace Grant ripping Michael Jordan. Wasn't even so much ripping Michael Jordan, even though I do agree with a lot of his points. I'm just glad somebody else had the opinion about Scottie Pippen that we did. Because I was like, is anybody else seeing this? Like, we were talking yesterday to Patrick Tan, and he's like, you guys are crazy. He gives Pippen love.
Right.
You know? What happened? You just kind of go, what happened happened. Pippen stunk. I'm like, yes, but I mean, does everyone have to be highlighted? Every single one of them have to be, you know, Scottie Pippen screwing up?
And it would have been different if Pippen screwed up when Jordan was there. Right?
Yep.
Wasn't even there.
Can you give me a little bit of Horace Grant, Robbie, talking about Pip?
I have never seen, quote unquote, a number two guy as decorated as Scottie Pippen, portrayed so badly in terms of the migraine, in terms of the 1.6 or 7 second. Selfish. I have never seen this in all of my life.
Man, crazy. I mean, Grant hosed down everything there is to hose down with Michael Jordan. He said it's fake documentary. He said Michael Jordan's the real snitch, and that it was a bad portrayal of Scottie Pippen. It was.
But guess what? Guess what? Before the documentary came out, you had information that would lead you to believe that this is the way this was going to play out. But nobody cared. Right? When you say Jordan had a hand in what went out. When this was basically going to be through the eyes of Jordan. You knew all this beforehand. You just didn't know to what extent.
The Jordan ideology, though, as the series went on, got a lot worse. Like, I was more interesting because it was more Jordan, and that's what I came for. I didn't come so much for the Bulls stuff. I came for the Jordan stuff. But some of it was just outright ridiculous. And again, it was just making things so wacky. Like, five guys showed up to deliver me a pizza, and we all thought it was very suspicious. It's like, all right, dude, then why'd you eat it? That's kind of weird.
I'm going to tell you like this. From my own personal experience, There ain't no way in hell five guys getting up to that room.
No way.
No chance.
It just sounded fake. Like, hey, Mike, you got diarrhea. Happens to the best of us. The goat can get diarrhea. It's all good. It's all good. It doesn't. You don't have to be spiked.
Of all the people that you would think would throw a little cheese on a story, he ain't one of them. His comes naturally with cheese. Robbie, if you ordered a Whopper in the MJ documentary, you wouldn't have to worry about the cheese. It came cheese. Comes with cheese.
It's super weird. So I was let me tell you, man. I was definitely interested by hearing what Horace had to say yesterday. Shout out to Rachel Nichols for tweeting that out. Definitely better than her tweeting out quotes from The Last Dance during the documentary.
I mean, but who else do you see that coming from? Because it has to come from somebody that was praised in the documentary, right?
I don't think Pippen's talked yet. I'm curious to hear what he has to say. I'm sure he's going to be on. He does The Jump, so I'm sure there's going to be an episode of The Jump where he comes out and talks about it.
I mean, because here's the deal. This is how this is playing out. That Horace Grant and Pippen were really good friends, and he was defending his friend. And if by some chance they get Pippen on to respond, basically what it's going to do is it's going to show you how close or not close Pippen and Jordan were.
Well, that's the thing, though, is like I felt like with Jordan saying, oh, I don't win any of those championships without Scottie, I felt like he felt like that was his card to go at Scottie as much as he wanted to in the doc. I just thought it came. It was very noticeable to me. I was just like, damn, bro. Like, I just can't picture in whatever LeBron's last dance is going to be, I can't picture him saying this maintenance program with Dwayne Wade. I mean, I didn't know if he was going to show up, but I just can't picture. But they're actually friends. Like, they're actually friends.
Right. But and the other thing is that forget the playing stuff, because, you know, Jordan got it a little bit early on in his career. He hadn't won a championship yet. We've seen Peyton Manning get the same treatment. We've seen LeBron get the treatment, right? We've seen a lot of guys who are great players that seem to get criticized for not winning yet. All that aside, have you ever seen a guy with the statue of Scottie Pippen get hosed like that? Like, the dude at the time was a top 50 basketball player all time. He's a Hall of Famer, right? Like, his accolades speak for themselves, yet he got hosed like he was Mario Chalmers.
It was rough, man. All right, Robbie, let's get to your petty list here. We got to get to let's steamroll through these 15. Let's get all the way down to the top 5. So, what do you got for us, man?
Number 15. Diet sodas. Biggest scam in America. You're drinking diet soda. You're lying to yourself. They're horrible for you. They're every bit as bad for you as the regular stuff, except they taste horrible. And it's a total scam ripoff. And they had a huge lawsuit that they were misrepresenting their brand. I know regular Coke's bad for you too, but at least it's delicious. Diet soda's terrible.
Really?
You're literally picking your poison. If you're going to pick your poison, you're going to pick. Why wouldn't you pick the one that tastes good?
Number 14.
Oh,
Bobby.
My goodness.
Tim Tebow.
Oh, preach. Preach.
Tim Tebow, and on top of that, Tebow mania too. That, I mean, he got so lucky in that stretch with Denver, and then he didn't want. And then him with the Gators, and everyone's bowing down to Tim Tebow. Oh, it's horrible.
Number 13, Robbie.
Also Gator related. Jeremy Foley, former athletic director.
Top coward.
Oh, big time top coward. Weasel, never wanted to play the Canes. Wanted to play three scrubs in non-conference and hide behind playing Vanderbilt at Kentucky. Oh, we play in the SEC when they don't play half the good teams in the SEC. Big cowards, Jeremy Foley.
Number 12, Robbie.
Danny Green. I mean, this guy's just a nuisance. As this has to go with the Heat 3-point defense, but it doesn't stop.
Danny Green's a pain in the ass.
Set a finals record.
so good at transition defense. Where did he come from? There's Danny Green again. Out of nowhere. Ugh. Number 11, Robbie.
I think this one everyone could agree on. The Game of Thrones series finale.
No.
One of the worst things ever put out there.
You have a warped sense of it, Leroy. You didn't put in the years. You're a binger.
All right. Binges don't count. That's
Just not a fair assessment. For us, the
buildup was just so high. We were expecting this, and it was just the worst thing ever put on TV. There was water bottles on set. They just mailed it in.
Yep. Yeah. The OG Throners don't look upon the bingers as the same.
Really?
Yeah, sorry.
I got the same information you got.
Nah, you got it fast. You crammed for the test. We studied over the course of the semester.
But we got the same grade.
Nah, we didn't though. We didn't have we weren't disappointed in the questions like you were.
All right.
Number 10, Robbie.
The Mecca Bros. He didn't do it in the Mecca.
Favorite place to play, bro. Mecca. Gift to basketball. You don't play in the Mecca, you don't care because you're scared.
Durant went to Brooklyn.
He didn't have the guts to play in the Mecca.
It's like, maybe your place isn't that great. You ever think about that? Barclays Center is pretty awesome. Bringing a lot of fights there. A lot of events. Just saying. Number 9, Robbie.
Kind of similar, but the New York Knicks in general. Those late 90s, I'm still better that they won those series 3-1.
Yeah, put them in as many parts of the list you want to put a version of the Knicks. I'm fine with it.
I know. So
somebody said I'm going to pick the poison that doesn't make me look like Robbie.
I'll tell you
so
what.
He's a Diet Coke drinker.
You know what? Okay, the Diet Coke will make you look like me too. Just telling you. One gives you heart disease, one gives you diabetes. I mean, you take your pick.
I mean, most famous Diet Coke drinker is Francesa.
And remember the golfer, John Daly?
Oh, yeah. John Daly crushes a lot of Diet Cokes.
Yeah, but guess what? That's because he had 17 beers.
Yeah. We don't know that.
Yes, we do.
Number 8, Robbie.
Terry Porter. Not the former Heat player, not the former Blazer. I'm talking about Big 12 referee Terry Porter in that Fiesta Bowl, having to review that play with his mind, throwing that pass interference after Romberg had already touched the trophy. Worst referee in the history of referees. I don't know. I hope he never done another game after that.
Yeah. No. He's a criminal. He's a criminal. Number 7, Robbie.
Al Golden. OG excuse maker. Didn't make an excuse he didn't like. The cloud. Too many night games. He even had a bunch of excuses in his lawsuit. That Miami wouldn't back out of playing a home and home with Nebraska.
Man, I tell you, this is like we're starting to get some crossover finally because we got the Knicks, we got Al Golden. You and I are starting to be on the same page with this stuff, Robbie. And we'll wrap up this segment with number 6 and come back with your top 5, Robbie. Number 6 on your all-time top 74 spite list on a Petty Wednesday.
The pickle. It is the worst, foulest food known to man. It's the default on every burger and sandwich. You always have to remember, to take the no pickles, please. And 25% of the time, you're getting pickle. You're crunching. You take that bite of the burger. Pickle. And the worst part of my favorite sandwich, the Cuban Medianoche, there's a giant pickle merging the two sandwiches together. It's horrible. It's foul.
Speaking to my soul.
Wait. He goes, the pickle. I'm like, what? You got a vegetable on your spite list?
It's the worst.
Why would Robbie have a vegetable on his spite list?
It's a fake vegetable, though. It's like a vegetable that they try and do for flavor enhancement, and it's gross. It's a flavor. It takes over.
Oh, yeah. And even if you take the pickles out, the soak is still there. Like, I'll still eat it, but like if you have to do surgery on the burger, and the stench of the pickle permeates throughout the sandwich. It's horrible.
No, you're right. It's the ultimate damage is done, my friend, food. Like, all right,
love
great.
Pickles.
Oh, you're crazy.
Not those kosher pickles, though. Regular dill pickles.
Ugh. All types are terrible.
All right.
All types. All right, we'll get Robbie's top 5. We'll be back with more. You can text show 67974. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's a Petty Wednesday. We'll
that was a cool video.
List.
Cartoon.
Gorillas?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're always cartoons, aren't they? Isn't that their thing?
I don't even know what they look like.
I don't think anybody does. I think they're always cartoons.
It's just like Daft Punk?
Kind of, yeah. With the mask?
Yep. They always. Hey, by the way, there's people walking the streets with the Viv Stiviani.
With the visor? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I've seen those.
It is ridiculous.
I thought you said the name of Donald Sterling's old squeeze. That's what I thought you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Remember when she got interviewed, she had the visor on?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
My little bunny. My little bunny. What has he done? That,
by the way, if you ran into her in the street, wouldn't she scare you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'd be like, oh, I don't want nothing to do, but back away, demon.
A text writes in 67974. Due to the pandemic, a championship may be even more challenging. Greater accomplishment. Well, that's what we'll say if the Heat win. If anybody else wins, asterisk.
But wait a minute. They've played, what, 65 games?
Doesn't matter. Playoffs are different. Second season, Leroy.
No, again, but still. They last, when they had the lockout, they played, what, 50 games? Well, they played the majority of their season.
Yeah,
so
they played 66.
Oh, they played 66 games?
Yep.
Yeah, 12 they played 66, and in 99 they played 50.
Okay. So guess what? They're going to play that many?
This is almost different, though, because you're actually changing an element of the game. No fans.
Right.
No atmosphere. Uh-oh.
Somebody says, Skip Bayless drinks a Diet Mountain Dew every day on his show. Enough said.
That's a scam. He doesn't actually drink. It's for promotions. There's Gatorade or water inside that Diet Mountain Dew.
Ooh, I had to do that, by the way.
What?
Well, I did a commercial, and they filled the little thing up with water because there's 1,000 takes. Like, man, it takes like 6 hours to film like a 30-second commercial. It's ridiculous.
Let's get to the end of Robbie's spite list here. Robbie, let's get down to business. Top five, what do you got?
So these people are worse than the pickle. Number five, this is a little crossover, Adam Gase.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. Dude's a bum.
Don't have a petty list without this guy.
I still remember him, you know, being scared in Indianapolis. He was 3rd and 10. He ran the ball. I was like, oh, I remember Peyton Manning taking that sack in the end zone for a safety way back when.
He's the worst. What else can be said? I mean, in my list, he's the second worst. Yours, he's top five. You know, Leroy's list, he's top three. It's all the same. It's all the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same. He's a top bum. Number four, Robbie.
Another little crossover. From the years of 2014 to 2018, LeBron James.
Oh, of course. Of course. Now, just like me, Robbie, what? Now that he's on the Lakers, we don't care anymore.
No, I don't care anymore. Like,
We don't care anymore. We're totally over it. We're over it. But 2014 to 2018, that guy.
No, you're not.
We're over it.
No. Here. Let me tell you two bums something.
What?
Right? Here's what you're doing. You're putting a date on it, but you really just wanted to put the guy there.
No.
Can't be ignored.
No. It can't be ignored. But
so when I put a guy on my list, I have to specify the date. You're on the list or you're not.
Only if you want to.
No, you guys are just using the date thing so you could put a guy that wouldn't normally be on your list on your list.
They were different guys.
So I could say Lady from Publix on Tuesday.
Yeah,
you can.
Sure. It's your list.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
If Greta the Sandwich Lady just had a bad day, or if like she's just typically ornery during the summers, say Summer Greta. I don't care.
All right.
But completely understandable, Robbie. But good to see you're over it, just like I am from 2018 on. We're different guys now.
LeBron, what he would sit out every time you come down here.
Yeah. Come on. A jerk move.
Number three. This is not political, I promise. This is before they were, I guess, in between their political careers. Donna Shalala.
Oh, no.
Bringing down the U. Everything went to crap when she came into town. And then you know, the whole administration of the U has all just crumbled down since she took over. Not the political stuff, just when she was at the U. Donna Shalala.
Man. I get those emails from Donna Shalala's political opponents all the time. Like, hey, how do I block you? Get the hell out of my emails.
What's up with it? Like, I thought we were protecting email even more.
I don't know.
I get more random emails than ever before.
They're sneaking through. They're sneaking through the pipes.
Ooh.
What?
Okay, go ahead, Robbie.
All right, number two, Robbie.
Between the years of 2016 and 2018, Pat Riley.
Oh, come on, man. Number two?
Number two.
Number two?
Oh, now you got a problem with the list.
Number two?
Wait.
You don't have it in like the 60s?
He dated it.
He did date
it. So not all of Pat Riley. Not championship Pat Riley.
Drunk
2062.
Pat Riley.
You got to take it. It's his spite list.
It's his list.
You got to eat it.
But right. Hey, number two? Over right. all of Al Golden,
he made the biggest, the worst move in franchise history, letting Dwayne Wade go, nickel and diming, penny pinching with Dwayne. It was a Reinsdorf-esque move what Pat Riley did with Dwayne Wade.
Oh man!
And Dwayne Wade, Dwayne Wade rehashed that in the documentary. I got all mad again. I've forgiven Pat Riley since he brought him back, but I'm still bitter at that drunk Pat Riley during that time. Pat Riley was a petty. He would have had Dwayne Wade number one on his petty list at that time.
No, he had an email. He wrote an email.
Oh yeah, it was saved in drafts.
Still waiting for that email.
No, he sent it the day he came back to the Bulls. Oh man, that one hurt. All right, number one, Robbie.
All right, this one's pretty obvious. Manny Diaz.
Oh geez.
Top.
Wow, this is a current one.
He's skyrocketed.
This guy is the worst. I mean, he's all hype, showing up on the boat. All the bros were hyping him. Even the media ate it up like he was this great next great Canes coach, and he fell flat on his face. I mean, he lost to FIU. He got shut out by La Tech, and he's a. I mean. He one-upped Al Golden's excuse-making to a whole new level.
It's true. He did.
Yeah, he did. You know what that is, though? It's not really excuse-making. It's like, oh, no, these guys are going to think it's my fault. I got to find something.
What was the all-timer?
Away from being 7-0 and ranked, who knows where we're ranked. Same kid, same everything.
Oh, man. I think it's the Troy one, though. The Troy, the LSU losing to Troy. It was the tops. That to me, I was just like,
ago, Troy went to Baton Rouge and beat LSU, who right now is the number one team in the country. So things can change.
Well, they better.
We need this season to happen just so we can get this terrible Canes season out of the way. Manny Diaz can get fired, and then 2021, when they open up the season against Alabama, they can have a better coach.
Hey, somebody's calling both of you guys list Fugazi.
Why?
Because Tannehill's not on the list.
Really?
Nah. Yeah. I don't know.
Because Tannehill, like everything else with his career, doesn't emote enough emotion for me to put him on my petty list. He's gone. Fine. He's here. All right, I guess. Whatever. You know. There are people around Tannehill who's much more mad at than Ryan Tannehill. Because, man, Tannehill's just floating along, doing his thing. Is anybody that mad at Tannehill that they would put him on his petty on their petty list?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, not for you, obviously. He'd be number one in your love list.
Really?
What?
Really?
I'm sorry. Really? Michigan number one. He's number two.
Well, we know a guy. I got into a heated argument with him at that poker tournament once. He would have Ryan Tannehill on number one on his petty list. He was a former radio host around here. Hosted a lot of concerts.
Jeez.
Did you have any honorable mentions, Robbie, that you did want to hit or not hit? It's up to you.
I mean, there were some close calls. I mean, there was a lot of Jets players. I know Jumbo Elliott, that Monday Night Miracle. I'm still bitter about that. I was put to sleep for that game.
Hey, that's a teammate of mine.
Sorry, Leroy. Dalvin Cook. Man. Dalvin Cook was another honorable mention. He was just his time at Florida State.
He kicked Kane's ass all the time.
Our password rules. Oh, I have like 12 different passwords now because I've had to change it so many times. It's so annoying.
It is annoying. It is annoying. Anyway, Robbie, well done. Leroy, so next week you're going to do a top 25 petty list?
Well, I'm going to start making my list, and it ends where it ends.
Listen, I'm telling you, it rolls off. Like, you're going to go. How long did this take, petty. Robbie? Did this take
I'm
you a long
petty.
Time?
No, I like the first 5 minutes, I got to like 50, like within the first 5 minutes.
It really but is.
The hardest part is ranking them.
Yeah, the hardest part's ranking them. You come up with the list, it rolls off the tongue so easily. It's so much fun. Right. And therapeutic.
I mean, no, it just sounds like a petty list. I'm not petty.
Nah, trust me.
It's deep down in there. You just gotta find it.
You just gotta search your soul a little bit. You know, just think about those times you had to sing the Ohio State song.
Somebody said you mean to tell me 6 years of watching him backpedal in the sacks don't piss y'all off? Oh my God. I mean, do people single-handedly think Tannehill's the reason why the Dolphins have been bad?
No, not me. I had coaches ahead of him. Not sure. Philbin. I have a soft spot in my heart for Philbin.
No, you don't.
Sure I do. Philbin.
You know where Philbin is? Philbin is just a little bit less worse than Cam Cameron with the overly nice thing, the overly
you think
right.
He's worse than Cam Cameron?
I said he's just a little bit less.
Oh, a little bit less. So right. A little bit better.
Right. But wait a minute. It's not his fault they hired him. If somebody's going to hire you as a head coach, you take the job. It's whoever hired him thinking that he coached Aaron Rodgers.
So you think that that Philbin was offered the job and you're like, he's like, really? Sure.
Right. About this. He wasn't even, dude, he had a title as coach, but he didn't coach nothing.
He's a nice man. He's a sweetheart.
What did he coach? What did he coach at Green Bay?
He was an organizer.
What did he coach? He went to head coach from coaching nobody.
I think he coached the offensive line at one point.
Oh, so now we got to – how'd that work out?
I don't know.
Guy's an offensive line coach. The offensive line should be banging, right? No, we got the largest scandal in the NFL in recent years.
Columbo. All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. See ya.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.